$1 trillion for centuries. The world has been arguing with the government, why spend trillions of dollars on weapons, nuclear weapons of mass destruction, on nuclear proliferation? $1 trillion. Why do you worry about that when it could be earned? You work hard. You don't need 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 jobs to save a dollar. You can work on it. Get a dollar and go on Facebook and use it as a logo or post, like I did with a $1 trillion Bible tract. And I've been running it for 5 years, and it's the Word of God. And guess what? It pays my rent, feeds me, clothes me, gives me a bed to sleep on, buy my groceries, pay bills. And I'm not monetizing it because God's blessing me with these things so I can do His will. $1 trillion Bible tract where you can get on eBay or Amazon. You could buy a little bundle of 10 for, I believe, $6 a pack. And you could earn a living with it and still do God's will. And God honors that. $1 trillion. And you worry about nuclear weapons of mass destruction, nuclear proliferation, atomic bomb, the government spending trillions on these things. When you're helping them do it by arguing with them, why don't you give it to me, you tell them. All they say is, why don't you go out there and work and earn it? There are many ways you can do it. It's a Christian country. We're just doing it to protect you. Even though $1 trillion to the government, they should not do that. Thou shalt not kill, remember? So why with one stealing? They'll never get too far with $1 trillion because there's no one there to catch or break the $1 trillion bill. Who in the world can give you $1 trillion in pocket change but God? $1 trillion question. Why do you worry about the government? Let them worry about you, not you them. Even though you could be saving their life too, but you're just making the problem worse. Imagine that, going on eBay, ordering a six-pack of a $1 trillion bill, which is a Bible tract. You look in the back of the bill, you have a $1 trillion question in the back. Or you didn't know that. That'll help you pay your rent. Pays mine. $1 trillion Bible tract. If you had a $1 trillion bill, what would you do? Buy a limousine, a yacht, a mansion, a villa, or a ranch? Or you travel the world for the rest of your life? And what are you going to do when it's all spent and you didn't give a penny to God? You did think about God, didn't you? You ever asked Him to give it to you? But then when you get it, you're going to be so happy, you're going to forget about everything else in the world for the rest of your life. Or subconsciously you say, I have to reward God with a gift, an offering, pay my tithes, go to church, or live better, give my children some future, college, or maybe go to work for God, become a minister. Ministers nowadays, preachers, priests, church memberships, you know? they won't get you to heaven, so maybe they're to blame because of your need for $1 trillion. My need, I know, is not for $1 trillion, it's for God. I carry about me trillions, zillions of dollars in vows of faith. And not a one time in those faiths. I got my copies, me and God, in my bedroom by my windowsill. We talked and I wrote it down as we agreed upon it. I didn't ask God for 1 cent. And look at that. He paid my rent, bought my groceries with the Bible tract, paid my bills. Go to work, I give to God, that's right, and I have to vow the faith. I have to pay up to God too. But I didn't ask him for a penny, and look what he does for me, more than what I thought he's doing for me. But I didn't ask him for a penny out of those vows of faith. $1 trillion. Coming from God is worth much more than worrying about the government and what they do with their money. It's their money anyway, it's not yours. By hating them for something that, well, you can understand what I mean, right?